This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, money means nothing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on I'm Being Shredi with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously the idea that money means nothing. So money we can also extend. This is not just about money. This is about any material thing. Now we know, we're reminded again and again, that we cannot take anything material, anything that we own here, that is a material asset with us into the hereafter. The only thing that we're going to, well, we're going to send some things ahead of us, obviously for a judgment day too. We're going to send ahead of us our deeds, our words, our actions, inshallah, just good things. But anything else, so house, family, friends, nothing. No money, no jewelry, no cars, nothing. No rank or status from our jobs either. So I'll give you an example about this, that money really means nothing and material things mean nothing. Looking at the life of one of the famous martyrs from the Holy Offense, Ibrahim Hadi. So he didn't care for money. None of the martyrs cared for money. When we look at the lives of the truly pure-hearted people, they don't care for these material things. They don't care for money. So with Ibrahim Hadi, if someone wanted to sort of give him money or maybe return, pay back money to him that maybe they'd borrowed, he wouldn't even take it. So money had absolutely no meaning for him. And he didn't care about being in the spotlight either. That's just a side comment. And what you'd always say to the people around him was, work only for the sake of God. So what are these material things for? What is the money for? So it's not important, but obviously we can have money, we can make money, just so we can sort of live our lives in this sort of temporary material world, so that we have some means, so that it helps us to obviously sort of gather the good deeds and the good words that we need to send ahead of us. Because obviously if we're not able to sort of live in this temporary world, this is where we do the stuff. We can't gather good deeds afterwards anymore. But so we need to be engaged in this good work here. And obviously we need to somehow live and we need to somehow survive in this world while we're engaged in that process. Welcome back to A to Z here on I'm Being Yush Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so I'm talking about how, of course, nothing in this material world is important. I've mentioned, obviously, the famous martyr Ibrahim Hadi, who just told people to work for the sake of God. And obviously, everything, our original intention in everything we do in this life should be that it's all for the sake of God. And there's a sort of, in a sense, a little, I deliberately use the term payoff as we're talking about sort of things and money and material things. So the payoff of that, if we set the intention for everything we do in this life, that it's all for Allah, then indeed everything we do, sleeping and sort of interacting with people, in a sense, can all almost be classed or can be classed as worship. And you obviously we're told specifically during the month of Ramadan that, for example, even our sleeping is counted as worship, because obviously we set very firm intentions for the month of Ramadan. We're fasting, and so this is a sort of very particular and very sort of elevated time. But obviously, we're also told that we should conduct ourselves like that the rest of the time, not just the month of Ramadan. So maybe if you have not set an intention for your life, a work that you're engaged in at the moment, a project you're working on, maybe just sort of how you deal with your family, how you sort of deal with your children, just set the intention again. That it's all, everything you do is for the sake of Allah, to get closer to Allah. And obviously at the same time, sort of ask Allah to obviously give, let's say, special assistance so you can sort of work towards this aim even more. And, you know, and they also say, obviously, if we set an intention like that, it's very likely that you'll have sort of more and more blessings pouring in. So just sort of look out for them as well. So I pray that this is something we can all implement, that we really don't care for money, and that we understand that, you know, money is there to be put to good use in this life, for sure, on our path of trying to gain proximity to Allah, on our path striving towards preparing, sending the good things ahead for our hereafter and for Judgment Day. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on I'm English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.